What is going on? This is Christopher Thomas from 98.5 Uptown Radio. I'm here with the man himself, Carmelo. Carmelo, how's it going, man?
It's good, bro. How are you?
Good, man. So it's WrestleMania weekend. This is your third straight stand and deliver. In regards with comfortability, man, this, the fact that this is your third one in a row, man, on a level of comfort on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
11.
Great to hear. So last night at Wally Mania, Shelton Benjamin was honored. You know, between him, Bobby Lashley, other great prominent black superstars growing up, how important was seeing that representation in wrestling growing up influence your ability to be a wrestler today?
Unreal. It's so cool when you get to be in the same room as these guys, too. Last night, like you said, I was just hanging out in that back room with MVP, with Shelton, you know, all these guys that, again, I grew up watching, looking up to, and it was a minority. You know what I mean? There wasn't too many of those guys that you could say, like, hey, that's a top guy, and he's black. You know what I mean? So, I mean, now we got Bobby as well, too. I don't want to leave out Bobby, but, like, that whole group, you know, Booker. I've been so fortunate, man, to be kind of endorsed by a lot of these guys and, you know, as one of the next guys coming up. But it's super powerful and super strong, and no one's more deserving than Shelton. I mean, he's one of the best. You know, he might not have been world champ, but, you know, in the eyes of us, he's world champ material. In the eyes of the rest of the world, he's world champ material.
Now with you and Trick, you know, main event Extend and Deliver tomorrow in Philly. So now seeing those people, you know, carry the torch for so long, you being one of the people to be that flag bearer now.
Yeah, it absolutely feels like it's a huge honor. But at the same time, it's kind of like, hey, you know, let's do it. Let's do it better than everybody. You know what I mean? Let's set it up. Let's set it up for the next group of people. I do feel like in a lot of ways that I'm opening up doors for a lot of younger talent. You know, it's so cool because, you know, like we talked about, those guys, we feel like they opened the doors for us. So, you know, I mean, I'd love more all black main events. You know what I'm saying? NXT and WWE, wherever, you know, I want kids to look up to us and be like, yeah, they can do it, we can do it. Same way we did with Booker and Rock. I guess it's first all black main event on the PLE minus Bianca and Sasha since like 2001. Like, that's too long. You know what I mean? That's too long. So I hope there's one next year and I hope there's one the year after that.
You know, I've been following your journey since you won the breakout tournament, you know, the revamp of NXT. So, you know, going forward, man, what can the public expect for Carmelo Hayes going forward?
I mean, as of right now, man, I always talk about, you know, everybody wants to know, like, what's next? It's like, let me just focus on what's in front of me. So we'll get to Saturday. You know what I'm saying? What happens on Saturday is going to be really kind of monumental as to what happens with my future. I have a point to prove by beating Trick Williams and proving that he's not in my league. And on top of that, I have a point to prove by saying, hey, I'm that guy in NXT. Like, I'm the, you know, not no Rock, but the final boss. If you want to talk about, you know, who's the guy to beat there, I mean, I'm the last one standing. You know, if he wants that torch, take it from me.
And also the best dressed as well, correct?
Yeah, best dressed as well. Yeah, it's a statement.
Absolutely. Carmelo, thank you for your time. This has been Chris Thomas on 98.5.